Motorists frustrated by construction-related delays on I-75 between Manowar Boulevard and the Clays Ferry Bridge may not get much relief until the rehab work is finished. Natasha Lacey is a spokeswoman for the State Transportation Cabinet. She said most of the milling and resurfacing of the 10-mile stretch is being done at night.
There's usually more than one lane at a time being worked on, but yes, there is lane reduction, and that's continuous every week. And motorists need to plan ahead for their commute or take alternate routes.
The I-75 rehab project, which began in July, is scheduled to be finished by October 1st. Lacey said it's the first rehab work on that stretch of interstate in a decade, and that the milling and repaving requires lanes to be closed, even though much of the work is being done at night.
Well, we have to close lanes and use temporary barrier walls to protect people who are working in the construction zone. So that sometimes means closing off a lane that actually doesn't have work that's being done on it at the time.
Lacey said motorists frustrated by construction delays may want to consider alternate pre-interstate routes, which might be quicker and are often quite scenic.